Work like crazy, pull off the impossible, believe you're saving the world, maybe get fired in the middle of breakfast. Life at Tesla. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. At the beginning of 2018, who'd have thought that by mid-December, Tesla stock would be on the rise, the company would be churning out Model 3 cars to great reviews, and Wall Street analysts would be predicting sustained profits. This should not suggest, however, that anything at Tesla has been calm or is actually calmer. Today on Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story, Charles Duhigg is here. He just published a really deep look in Wired magazine at the firings, the outbursts, and the last 6 months of drama that is working for Elon Musk. I asked him if Musk's goals for Tesla have changed.
What's changed is that Tesla has changed. As he became more anxious and more stressed, and as he put it, as they were going through a manufacturing hell, the company bore a huge brunt of that. And a lot of the people who, for a long time, sort of served as a check on Musk, a lot of those folks left. And the people who remain are people who are not as practiced or as willing, I think, to push back. And as we know, in other companies can sometimes lead to problems.
Well, in some ways, it feels like the real story here is the people who are still at Tesla who are making this happen. And in fact, you quote an executive who says, what's really amazing is that we hit that Model 3 production milestone despite all of this. Yeah. And you wonder sort of how long can Tesla keep succeeding or succeed at all despite Elon Musk?
Well, that's the big thing that everyone mentioned to me is they said, look, automobile companies, they succeed because they have one car they're making really well and because we believe they're going to make other cars in the future, different kinds of cars to keep up with the marketplace. And the question is, since Tesla has lost so many executives, so many people who said, I just can't work here anymore or were fired, can the company find the talent it needs to design the cars for tomorrow? I think the other part of that question, which is really interesting, is there is a basic tension within Silicon Valley right now. Is it all about the genius inventor or is it about the teams, the organization that's larger than any one person that pushes through success?
Yeah. Are people going to buy the Model 3, you know, at $20,000 over the originally advertised asking price or at a higher price than EVs from Chevy or Hyundai or Kia because of that Elon Musk mystique?
I think it's a really interesting question, right? What happens when your brand is so tied up with one person and that person sometimes acts unexpectedly or erratically? And as electric vehicles become less of a novelty and more of a mainstream product, how many people are going to say, oh, I want that one that proves to the world that I'm an iconoclast? And how many are going to say, you know, I just want a really good and inexpensive ride?
Charles Duhigg's piece on Elon Musk is in the February issue of Wired and online now. Management aside, Tesla's biggest competition now could indeed be those other car makers. Audi, Jaguar, Kia, and Hyundai are all releasing new electric cars in 2019. And now for some related links. Obviously, we all pay a lot of attention to the companies with the big, loud founders. But try not to take your eye off the tortoise just because it's not making a lot of noise. I will refer you to an interesting patent filing from Amazon. The link is from the ACLU blog. You can find it on our website, marketplacetech.org. The patent filing describes a way to pair the company's facial recognition technology with the Ring camera-enabled doorbell that Amazon bought earlier this year. The collaboration could potentially match the faces of people walking by with a database of, quote, suspicious people. Now, a lot of people are using their Ring doorbells to report suspicious activity. Anybody who's on Nextdoor has seen plenty of that. But this patent filing also says that the doorbell could alert police if there's a match with a suspicious face, and police could be on the scene in seconds. So basically, a giant privately operated surveillance network whose technology is proprietary that also, according to the patent filing, could eventually include echo devices and biometric tracking like iris scans and even odor recognition. Kind of makes the guy with the crazy tweets who wants to save the humans from fossil fuels and catastrophic climate change seem a little more benign. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. Have a great weekend. This is APM. You know firsthand how important Marketplace is to your life, bringing depth and context to issues that matter to you and your family. As a nonprofit organization, we depend on individuals like you to help us provide trustworthy news that adds value to your life. If you're not yet a Marketplace investor, please consider donating today at marketplace.org, and your gift will be matched dollar for dollar. Thanks for your support.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.